And finally, this hour, we're right in the middle of Hollywood's blockbuster season. Theaters are packed and running films that studios consider most likely to succeed. Our critic Bob Mondello says they're especially confident about one form in particular.
Imagine you're a movie producer and you've got a couple of hundred million dollars to gamble on a single massive blockbuster. What genre do you suppose will be your safest bet? Superhero? Action adventure? Sci-fi? All of those have had huge successes, but they've also all had hugely expensive failures. There is one genre, though, that's hardly a gamble at all. It's been almost foolproof since it first came into being in 1995.
You saved the day again, Woody.
You're my favorite deputy.
You got a friend in me.
Pixar's Toy Story was the first computer-animated feature film, and it started a revolution. In the last 17 years, the major Hollywood studios have made about 70 more, and only a handful of those studio-produced films have made less than $100 million at the box office. The really big hits have made much more.
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks!
Shrek and its various sequels and spin-offs have taken in more than $3 billion at box offices worldwide, and the three Toy Story movies...
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
...have taken in about $2 billion.
Money, money, money!
A mark that the Ice Age movies will almost certainly reach this summer.
Hey! There really is a rainbow around every corner!
The Madagascar, Cars, and Kung Fu Panda franchises are no slouches either, at more than $1 billion each. Small wonder that we'll soon be seeing Despicable Me 2, Cloudy 2, Revenge of the Leftovers, and a sequel to Monsters, Inc. called Monsters University. Computer-animated sequels are so reliably successful that if you've got an idea for how Nemo could get lost again, I'll bet Pixar would listen.
Dory, do you see anything?
Ah! Something's got me!
That was me. I'm sorry.
And box office revenues are barely the beginning. DVD sales are in the gazillions because young kids love to see these movies again and again. And the characters are tailor-made for toys. Some of them even are toys.
T-O-Y. Toy.
Excuse me. I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
Not to mention everything from sheets to collectibles to theme park rides. All of this comes with advantages on the production end, too. Star salaries? Not necessary.
Tom de Chevre de Pay! That would go beautifully with my mushroom!
Ratatouille took in $600 million with its leading rat, voiced by Patton Oswalt, who is hardly a household name. And because actors only need a few days to voice a whole movie, even big stars don't demand million-dollar paydays.
Okie dokie, belly bye, all tucked in, sweet dreams.
It also helps that animated movies are a snap to dub into other languages.
Okie dokie, a la camita.
Because there's no disconnect when an animated character's lips move and Spanish comes out, or French, or whatever. Which is helpful with overseas markets looming ever larger on studio balance sheets. All of which speaks to why the Hollywood studios are so fond of computer animation. And audiences? Well, initially there was the novelty factor. Teens and adults had long been leaving cartoons to kids, but these new digital characters seemed startlingly lifelike, and they sounded hip and clever enough that for the first time since the early Disney years, animation was attracting everybody.
Wally!
Not just children. It is possible to make a computer-animated dud. Disney did it with Mars Needs Moms, and smaller companies that don't have the merchandising power of the big studios have had misfires. Also, digital animation isn't cheap, so $100 million grosses don't mean animators all get limos. But the two companies that have led the digital animation revolution, Pixar Disney and DreamWorks Animation, which is home to the Shrek and Madagascar movies, have between them produced 17 of the top 20 computer animated features, and in the process grossed a bit over $13 billion, not counting DVD sales, toy sales, or theme park rides. Why, you have to wonder, would the studios make anything else? I'm Bob Mondello.
Hey, I know that guy. It's, Wally. That's it. Hey, Wally.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, it's your buddy John. Hey.
You're listening to All Things Considered.